Good day and welcome to SL Radio Extras. Alan Clark has resigned as caretaker coach of Black Leopards ahead of the PSL restart. He will be headed over to Kosovo in Europe, where he'll take over a team that's fighting for a spot in continental competition. I got Clark on the line to discuss the move and particularly why he's left so close to the recently confirmed PSL restart. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined on the line by former Black Leopards coach Alan Clark. Alan, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. All good, thank you.
So I understand that you're not yet able to reveal where you're headed next, but when was the move finalized?
I must remember my days now, but Monday evening. Yeah, Monday evening.
By Monday evening. Now, as a caretaker coach, had there been any discussions to keep you on at Leopards permanently as the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, the chairman and I had spoken extensively. We had a very good working relationship. And he had sort of expressed his interest to keep me there long term. Obviously, the goal was to save the team. And then we had put plans in place in terms of even building a facility out in Toyondo, training facility with an academy on top of it. So there definitely was a long-term vision with regards to staying at the club. But we hadn't got to the stage of talking contracts and things like that.
I see. And you've stated that this was more of a timing issue than anything. Will you be maintaining any contact with the current coaching staff while they finish off the current season?
Look, I think not only the current coaching staff, but also the management and the chairman of the club, you know, we left on very good terms. He felt he didn't want to hold me back in any way, and he realized that the opportunity that I have in Europe is a good one and not one that many South African coaches ever get. But he still wanted to maintain a relationship. I still want to maintain a relationship with him as well. I have a lot of respect for the chairman and the club, and it will be a club that's very close to my heart. And so, yeah, we'll definitely be maintaining relationships. And I think that's important in life in general, is to keep those relationships that you make, you know.
And what were some of the difficulties for Leopards facing relegation and having to prepare for that fight during a lockdown?
Well, I think probably the same as most of the clubs, you know. Obviously, with players scattered all around the country and being under lockdown, we probably experienced the same problems that most clubs had. Players not able to get out onto the field, not being able to train until sort of recently. But other than that, you know, just the normal things that all the clubs have experienced, you know. Obviously, getting back to the protocols that the PSL instructed us to do and making sure that we train in small groups and then bigger groups and teams and things. But that was about it. And I think those are normal challenges that every club had faced and every club had to deal with, to be honest.
And how long have you been considering this move over to Europe?
Well, you know, I've done some work extensively in Kosovo for a number of years. With regards to the national team. So I worked with the under-21s in their UEFA qualification rounds. I worked with the under-17s in their elite UEFA qualification rounds. So, I mean, I built up quite a good reputation in the country already because we did some really good work there with the U21s and the U17s. And so there was always been talk about it, but nothing had materialized until sort of Monday when a club had sort of made contact and declared their interest in bringing me over there to work with the team, you know.
I see. So you will be heading for Kosovo. You just can't reveal which club in Kosovo. Just quite.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Kosovo in Europe. No, and I just for the sake of the club, they'd like to also announce it from their side as well, which I think is only fair. So you have to respect that. But the club has ambitions. Last season, they just missed out on Europa League qualification. And they had ambitions of either being in the Europa League or the Champions League. And I share that ambition. I want to be part of something like that. I want to be able to coach in the Europa League, in the Champions League. And what a great opportunity and a great environment to do that in, you know.
And I see Norman Mapeza and Dan Malisela are both being names. They're both names that are being discussed. Do you think that they'd be in good hands with one of those two guys?
Yeah, I think both of them have very good records in the PSL. Probably Norman, more recently, has probably the better record if you look at the recent form. But that's not for me to decide or me to add sway to. What I will tell whoever takes over is inheriting a squad that's well prepared, tactically well drilled, and also fit. I realise every time a new coach comes into the club, the first thing they say is the players aren't fit. It's like the same old cliche every coach uses. Apparently, every club in the country that uses the coach is unfit players, but that's not the case at Leopard. The guys are very well prepared tactically in the Leopard sort of philosophy of playing football. And that was something I tried to bring in my time, is back to the old roots of Leopard with the attacking brand of football that they like to play. And I wanted to honour that. So whoever they put in place there has a really good squad. And has a well-prepared squad, if that makes sense as well.
And you have some experience with a few clubs here. You mentioned the under-21s and the work you've done abroad. Will you be looking at South African players when you look at potential, maybe even youngsters to bring into your new club?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult at this moment. I'm not there. But I have been there, and I know the level of the league, and I know the level of the players. And, look, it's a good level. And Kosovo have players playing all over Europe. When I was with the U21s, they had players in Manchester City, and one of the top players in Manchester City and in the Championship as well. So, I mean, the level of the players is very good, but very similar to South Africa in how they play. A lot of individual skill on the ball. Maybe not as tactically aware as we'd like to have, but they're very ready to learn. So, if I have an opportunity to bring a South African player there, I'd love to do that. Yeah, and I think I see myself as a bit of an ambassador in Europe for South Africa, to be honest. This is not only about Alan. I have a responsibility to my country and to all South African players and coaches that I represent the country well. I want to be somebody that the country can look up to and say that they can be proud of. And if that allows me the opportunity to bring some South African players and let them showcase their talents, why not? I've done it from South Africa where players have gone on to Europe. I was looking at the list of under-21 players or the top under-21 players of South Africa playing overseas, and I think three of them come from my hands. So that's something I have to be proud of. You talk about Giff Lynch, Kobohelo, Khodisang, you know, these are trophies for me that are doing so well in Europe. So why not give them some more South Africans more of a platform in Europe?
Definitely. Well, I know that you're going to be moving your family up there as well. So all the best for the future. I'm sure it must be very, very exciting. And especially during these times, to make such a big shift is quite the move. So all the best over there in Kosovo.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining me on the show.
Hopefully we can fly the South African flag proudly over there.
And that is how we wrap up the show today. A big thank you to former Black Leopards coach Alan Clark for joining me on the show. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.